It's 6:45. You are listening to NPR Illinois and Morning Edition. I'm Michelle Eccles. Joining us this morning, Mawa Iqbal, a reporter who is covering the Sean Grayson trial, which is happening in Peoria. And Mawa, talk to us a little bit. We know it was moved to Peoria because of the publicity surrounding this case. So talk to us a little bit about that and what was happening as far as jury selection.
Yeah, so that was something that the both parties agreed to. You know, of course, this case has garnered national widespread attention at this point, right? You have civil rights attorney Ben Crump flying into Springfield when everything was happening, and I also heard that he's expected to show up and sit in on this trial, though I'm not sure exactly when. But yeah, I mean, this case is quite well known, and I think what both parties are worried about was that whoever the jury was going to be, they would be biased or that they'd be too close to the case if they were to hold it in Sangamon County. So they moved it to Peoria, about 75 miles away from here, and on Monday they did jury selection. They selected 12 jurors with 3 alternates. And it's interesting because, you know, as far as the racial makeup of the jury, all of them are white, including the alternates, except for one black man. And there are, you know, 9 women, 3 men who make up the 12 jurors. So it'll be interesting, I guess, to see, you know, like how their own like racial biases maybe play into how they're viewing the trial. But that was something that definitely caught the attention of a lot of the activists and Massey family and friends who have been traveling to Peoria to attend this trial.
And with the jury selection, it seemed like it went pretty quick considering we have had all that pretrial publicity and all of that. It happened in one day, right?
Yeah, it all wrapped up in one day. You know, we were told, the reporters were told that jury selection would be Monday and Tuesday, and then to expect opening statements Wednesday this morning. But yeah, they wrapped up on Monday right around like 5 p.m., so it took the whole day, but it seems like they got through it. Yesterday they, you know, went over some of the motions, both parties have filed motions concerning expert witness testimony. It's also important to note that, you know, Sean Grayson, not only is he facing 3 counts of first-degree murder, but he was also facing 2 lesser charges of aggravated battery with a firearm and official misconduct. And those 2 lesser charges were dropped by prosecutors, and then the judge agreed to it.
So today is opening statement. Set the stage for us. There may be folks out there who don't know anything about this case. What do we expect?
Yeah, so for folks who don't know, right, this is concerning Sonia Massey. She was a 36-year-old unarmed black woman in Springfield who had called 911 to her home to report a potential prowler. And so Sean Grayson, who was then a Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy, responded to the scene. You know, and I just watched the body camera footage yesterday, actually, for the first time in over a year, and it's really quite horrific, quite graphic, and shocking. But you see in the video that he's responding. You know, things seem okay, but immediately the situation escalates when he tells her to move a pot of boiling water. She says, "Oh, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," and he immediately pulls out his weapon and then fires at her and ultimately kills her. And so basically with this trial now, you know, we're expecting to hear a lot about self-defense from the defense side, the side representing Sean Grayson. And that's been their main argument, was that Sean Grayson was defending himself and acted appropriately because they claim that she was coming at him with a pot of boiling water, the pot that he told her to remove. Of course, the prosecution side has argued and maintained that his show of force was excessive and unnecessary and led to this person losing their life.
And the body cam footage really is a key in this trial, don't you think?
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, it's you know, we've been having conversations in our newsroom about how long we expect this trial to go. Because once you see that body camera footage, it kind of shows everything. It lays everything out. But of course, you know, like we've got the witness list and the expert testimony list, and there are quite a few witnesses who are going to testify throughout this trial about police use of force and you know, like when's an appropriate amount of force and body cameras, you know, like when should police have their body cameras on. So there'll be some really interesting discussion, I think, around how police officers do their jobs. But I think ultimately when jurors see that body camera footage, it'll be an interesting moment in the courtroom for sure.
Mawa Iqbal, who will be covering the trial for us in Peoria, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll hear updates from you throughout the week.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.